The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side. No John U. Bacon today.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem.
Bad music. I did everything but pull the music.
No Bakes today. Bakes will be back next week.
He's in the Windy City.
Yeah. You know, John Bacon, by the way, was outstanding at Wolverine weekend last week.
Sam, I talked about this on Monday. Watching, and also during, I don't know how much you guys could really tell during your part with Devin, but watching JJ while you guys were talking, but then also watching JJ and Ronnie while Bakes was talking and how engaged they were. It's really easy to show up at an event and just, you know, at that point, they're just at a dinner. You can mail it in. But how engaged they were, and obviously what you guys were saying, and JJ told me later, he was confirming that Devin was spot on with his analysis. But when with Bakes in particular, talking about team building and like other those things, like, and you talk about how great he was, the lessons that he was talking about through his books that we've heard on the show and that he was giving his speech, JJ's nodding and said, like, yeah, you can see him really internalizing it. And that in itself, like, I really enjoyed Bakes on his own, but I've never had a chance to like watch like a player like JJ internalize, watching him soak it all in and understand what Bakes is talking about. Again, you can mail it in. I'm pretty confident that there are other people in the room that at some point they're like, all right, it's been a long day, I'm done. And here's JJ like really listening,
because
Bakes was that good.
He was. He absolutely was. But the day we've been talking to Bakes about the draft and just how good a job the Detroit Pistons did. Getting Jaden Ivey, a guy with Detroit roots. You know, granddad played pro sports here in Detroit. Dad was a high school football star at Detroit Country Day. Mom, who is, now I can say this, this is on this television, and my wife, she said that player is a tra- his mom is fine. Jaden Ivey's my, and it's not creepy because she's our age. So it's like, we are talking about.
I did get a message from a friend of ours.
Oh, man, his mom is fine.
He's turned into a Notre Dame basketball fan, women's basketball fan.
His mom is fine. So, but she was a star player for the Shock. And she is, as you said, now she's Notre Dame's head coach.
And now Jaden Ivey, third generational professional athlete in the city of Detroit.
Right. With all those really Detroit roots, with family still here in the D, this is the team he wanted to come to. You couldn't get a better pick, a better fit, a culture fit, a mentality fit, a game fit. Just checked all the boxes. And we aren't the only ones that thought so. So, as I said, you hear the CBS Sports Update and the breaks. CBS Sports is our parent company over 24/7 Sports. We are piped into those guys and what they're thinking. So their draft crew dissected the Jaden Ivey pick last night. So here is CBS Sports HQ breaking down Jaden Ivey.
Jaden Ivey does hear his name called, the next name off the board, headed to the Detroit Pistons, which is where he wanted to end up to pair up with Cade Cunningham, last year's first overall selection. Ivy is a kid that has absolute bounce. He's been compared to Ja Morant. He tied a Purdue single-game record for most three-point field goals without a miss when he made six against Butler back in December. Look, this is a kid that can get up and down the court. And Adam, you really like Jaden Ivey and his athleticism, a guy that you have been tracking for years.
Yeah. This is an absolute steal at number five. I mean, I just want to go back to lottery night when Detroit landed the fifth pick and everybody was saying this is a four-pick draft. And it seemed like Detroit was, you know, just got the worst break of the lottery. Well, guess what? It really just worked out for them in a big, big way, because I think we're going to look back on this draft and say, how did Jaden Ivey go to number five? This is the type of electric athlete and creative playmaker that you do not see very often in the NBA. We've heard the Ja Morant comparisons. I yield more towards a Steve Francis type mold because he's a big power guard who can absorb contact and get downhill. Talked about the athletic evolution of a guy who did not have a single dunk in the EYBL three seasons ago and now is above the rim like no other guard in college basketball. I think he's got more shooting upside than people will acknowledge. And I absolutely love this pick, and I love what playing next to Cade Cunningham is going to do for Jaden Ivey.
Yeah, this is an A-plus for me, because if you get the guy I thought should have been taken fourth with a lower pick, you did the right thing. I'm with you on the Ja Morant stuff. His mom coached Ja Morant. That's a similar thing. They both attack the rim violently and dunk aggressively. That's a similar thing. Hair, kind of similar. But outside of that, they're not really the same type of players. I'm not convinced Jaden Ivey's a point guard. I think he can clearly play it, but he doesn't pass it like Ja passes it or see it like Ja sees it. You know, Coach can talk about this way better than I, but, you know, there are guys who just see things as point guards that other guys can't see, and then they can make the passes other guys can't make. Ja Morant is that. I'm not sure Jaden Ivey is that, but, boy, he's big, strong, athletic. And there is no ceiling on this guy. Like I said before the draft started, I do think that there were three players that should have come off the board before him. But if you tell me in 3 years that's the best guy from this draft, it's not shocking to me. And though this order that we just went through, 1 through 5, is wild, it should be noted the first five players off the board are the five players basically everybody had coming off the board first.
You know who's pumped about this pick, right? Rip Hamilton. He is pumped. Like, Pistons fans are joyous right now. You tell me, we got Cade Cunningham last year, and now we got Jaden Ivey this year? I mean, this is a resurgence.
My son just texted me.
He did.
And he works with Cade Cunningham on the marketing side. And Cade Cunningham is so excited about this. So, congratulations. And I think Dwayne Casey is excited about this pick. You know, when you look at this kid, and here's what I'll say about the Ja Morant comparisons. Maybe not exactly 1,000% like Ja, but he's in the same arena, because you're talking about athleticism. I think he'll be a little bit more durable than Ja is at this stage of his career. But the explosiveness of getting to the basket, you know, I think he's going to be a much improved shooter. And I agree with Gary. His playmaking ability and his court vision has to improve, because a lot of times when you're like a top assist man, you see plays 3 or 4 seconds before anybody else sees it. He's not there yet. He can get there, but he walks in the door at Detroit a starter from day one.
All right, speaking of assists, let's send it over to Poppy Miller, who has more on Jaden Ivey with the 5th overall pick headed to the Pistons.
Well, Cade Cunningham excited about the pick. It sounds like our guys are as well. But Kyle Booner, NBA insider, is especially excited about this pick. Kyle, you had him as your number one prospect overall. I mean, what makes you rank him so highly over the guys that we've seen be drafted already tonight?
Yeah, the guys mentioned at the desk here that, you know, I don't think necessarily he projects as a lead guard, but the fit with Detroit, it has me really excited, because he's paired next to Cade Cunningham, last year's number one overall pick, who I think is a true number one initiator at the NBA level. You add Jaden Ivey to this mix, and suddenly you've got two true creators who can really create on offense in different ways. Cade Cunningham is more finesse. He has more to his bag, where he is a little bit more methodical with the way he can create on offense. Jaden Ivey, meanwhile, he's just a lightning rod. This is a guy who can attack downhill. He can really get to the rim and pressure defenses with his first step. This is a guy who really doesn't need a lot of wiggle off the bounce, just because he can blow by defenders. I've been really impressed with, in scouting Jaden Ivey, the development that he's had over the last year. He improved, you know, basically going from a role player as a freshman at Purdue to the number one option on a top 10 Purdue team. 10 percentage points from the three-point line. This is a guy who, you know, dating back to his high school years, was kind of known for his shooting. I don't think that will be a hindrance for him at the NBA level. Now, I think if you want to take him with a top three pick, you would have had to been sold that he can be a true number one initiator at the NBA level. Not sure he will be that, but I think this is a perfect situation for him in Detroit, pairing him next to Killian Hayes, pairing him next to Cade Cunningham. This is a bright young future, I think, for the Pistons franchise.
Yeah, love that commentary mix from CBS. So Gary Parrish was one of them. People probably could pick out Avery Johnson. And so he was, I thought it was great to hear Avery Johnson sort of react to it the way that we did. It's like, who's saying that he is a going to come in and be the point guard? He's not.
Right. That's the thing about the analysis that I've seen in a bunch of places. I'm like, he might defend some point guards, right? Because he's going to be the shorter of the two guys in the backcourt. So matchup-wise, he might guard some of the point guards. But we're not having that conversation because he can do that. But the point guard, the guy that's going to have the ball in his hand is Cade Cunningham. And if he doesn't, and then Jaden does, fine. But he is a secondary ball handler and initiator. The primary is Cade. You don't... To make that a concern is kind of funny.
I didn't take it as a concern either. I think they were trying to explain. So the last guy had Jaden Ivey as the number one guy in the draft. His point was the NBA guys or scouts or teams probably don't see it that way, because in order for him to be picked over these other guys, they would have had to have thought that he was
a little more of an initiator.
A little more of an initiator, exactly. The first two guys, they were making a comparison to Ja Morant and saying, well, he's not Ja Morant because Ja Morant is more of a point guard. And Avery was like, well, wait a minute. That's not the basis of the comparison. We aren't comparing skill sets.
Right.
As far as point guard is concerned, we're talking about athleticism, being able to attack the rim, elite finisher. Is he the creator is the facilitator that Ja Morant is? No, but that's not the basis of the comparison.
The two comparisons that I saw in, like, Mike DeCourcy and his big write-up and a couple others, everybody that made the comparison to Ja Morant, they made two specific comparisons. One is what you're talking, the athleticism, right? Getting to the basket, getting downhill, dunking, being ferocious, that kind of stuff. And the other part was that Ja came in his last year in college, his three-point shooting was around the same percent as Jaden Ivey, and the questions about his shooting were the same questions. So those are the two things that people are making the comparison, and really to me is saying, make the comparison is being made to say he can make that jump shooting-wise over the course of the first couple years of his career to become a better shooter, which we believe is the case anyway. I don't need anybody else to tell me that. We think that anyway. But that's where the comparisons to me stop, because they're not the same player.
Mm-hmm.
But athletically, that is what they were talking about. The Mike DeCourcy article was about super athletic guys and why you don't pass on them. His comparisons were him. It was Ja. It was Russ. It was John Wall. And there was one or two others. I don't remember the full article. But talk about those kind of guys. And all those guys, their skill sets differentiate. Mm-hmm. The common denominator was that they were ferociously athletic.
Yeah, man.
Oh, by the way, Sam, Ron Beckering, he said, I loathe the teal jerseys. Recently gave my teal piss and pullover away, but after this draft, might I consider joining you? Hashtag Sam loves teal. Hashtag Troy Weaver won the draft.
Yes, he did. But I said it before, Jaden Ivey improved in every statistical category from his freshman year to his sophomore year. That might not sound like as big a deal as I'm making it. Tell you look at the numbers and you realize shooting an extra three a game. So he averaged another attempt per game from 3-point range, and he improved his 3-point shooting percentage by 10 points. I mean, he put in the work and he showed that he can be, while not a true point guard, he is a true combo. Like, you know, you can feel comfortable. I often felt like, you know, last year with Killian Hayes, they just, as much as they put him on the court and, you know, thought he really could thrive in that sixth man role, I mean, part of the inflation of his statistics had to do with he's facing a lot of backups. When you put him against a primary defender or a primary, one, it wasn't the same. You don't have to feel like you got to go to Killian Hayes, you know, to be that guy. You can give the ball to Jaden Ivey and know that he is going to be okay. You want to put your starter on me? I'm still going to be successful, and I can facilitate enough to not have the ball get stuck in my hand, for it not to always be if Jaden has the ball, he's going to get it for himself. It's not like that with him, and it is that way with some off guard. So just a great pick. Great pick for the Pistons. Great pick for the city of Detroit. Right, a dude who really, really wants to be here. And the first move in a great draft for Troy Weaver. Now, you heard Troy Weaver earlier this morning, and he was It was the press conference he had after the Jaden Ivey pick. And they said, are you done? He said, we still have a second round pick. We might not be done yet. He wasn't done. And they picked up Jalen Duren, who we have CBS Sports HQ commentary on him as well. But this was pre-trade. Like, hey, just as the commentary was going on, word of the trade was coming through. But you get a real good dose of what the scouts are saying about this pickup, Jalen Duren, who, by the way, is drawing a lot of Chris Webber comparisons. Now, again, understand something. Chris Webber, I always caution. I say that I want to make sure that I'm not embellishing my perspective isn't embellished by youth, right? But I don't think it is. I go back and watch Chris Webber tape, and Jalen Duren is an outstanding athlete. He's still not Chris Webber. Like, the closest at that size that I could come to recently was Zion. Now, Zion is not, 6'10". So there's a difference there. But Chris Webber himself, I mean, we were with Chris Webber over at BlackRock the year that Zion was coming out. He's like, man, that dude is a better athlete than me. I said, I mean, then you? Come on, man. He said, nah, he was talking about how big he is and still able to get up like that. You know, Chris is always a lean guy. But one of the things that you could really notice with him, you know how I measure elite athleticism? Second jump. Like, you can, a lot of guys, have good verticals at that level. Only a few guys can, get that second jump real quick and get as high and get almost as high off the ground. So Chris Webber could be in his second jump while the guy he's rebounding against was still gathering himself. It was freaky. A freaky athletic trait, his second jump. And then he had, the dude had stick 'em on his hands, it was like Spider-Man hands. He had like the grippers on his hand. He could catch anything, Ira. So Jalen Duren is, while he's a fantastic athlete, he's not that second jump explosive like Chris. And while his game around the rim is coming around, he doesn't have that stick-em on his hands like Chris. So this is sort of parsing the comparison somewhat.
Well, Sam, if he
like,
had
just
those
like
things,
the other guy just did.
If you're talking about if he had those things, he would have gone number one.
Right. So I'm doing what those guys just did with right. John Morant, right? Kind of saying it's not a perfect comparison, but I get it. I get where
poor man's Chris Webber.
Get where they're coming from. So we'll get into Jalen Duren on the other side. Before we get to a break, listen, you have that big project outside, like I do. Like, we have these projects around. We had the French drain. We had to dig a couple years ago. Did it by hand. Terrible decision. A couple of years later, we had to rip out the driveway. We were only going to rip out the first two squares in front of the garage. And it's like, man, we're going to do this by hand. We're going to get out with the sledge and break this up and load it all to a No, we're going to go to Ulta and rent a Takeuchi skid steer. Man, Ira, we ripped out the first two squares so quick that we ripped out the whole driveway. Let's just do the whole damn thing. Rip out the whole thing and pour the whole driveway anew. That's what happens when you get the right equipment. So now when we got to go replace these fence posts, rather than going out by shovel or with a post hole digger and going down below the freeze line and then getting down where the concrete is anchoring that post and trying to break that up, no, we're going to go rent a compact excavator, dig those posts up with a machine, and make quick work of that job. That's what you do with our friends at Alta Equipment. Get the right piece of equipment so you can work smarter, not harder. Smarter, not harder. Alta is the number one construction equipment company in Michigan, with more brands and more products to serve all of your home and construction needs, so that big project will be a breeze. Michigan's number one selection of compact excavators, skid steers, dingoes, bark blowers, wheel loaders, and more. Nearly 50 brands to choose from. Don't go to some national chain where you get old machines and big prices. Call my friends at Alta at 844-GO-2-ALTA. It's 844-GO-2-ALTA, and let their experts get you what you need the first time. 7 locations to serve you throughout Michigan. Alta is my place to go when I need equipment. Make them yours and tell them Sam sent you. Got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.